A deal after decades of diplomatic dead ends. That's what we're going to jump in today on CNN Student News. This particular deal involves Iran's controversial nuclear program. The program has been a source of international concern for decades. Iran says it only wants to use nuclear power for peaceful purposes. Other countries believe Iran could use the program to make nuclear weapons. For the past several weeks, there have been negotiations between Iran and what's called the P5 plus one. They're countries, the U.S., U.K., Russia, China, France, and Germany. There have been 10 years of attempted negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. This is the first time there's ever been an agreement, and it's not a long-lasting one, 6 months. So this is more of a preliminary deal. Iran will make some changes to its nuclear program, and in return, some of the economic sanctions, punishments that were used against Iran by the international community will ease up. Some people are critical of this. A Democratic U.S. senator says the deal favors Iran more than other countries. A Republican senator thinks it sets a bad precedent for other countries. One analyst thinks that this deal can only be considered successful if it leads to a bigger agreement down the road. But he says reaching a deal was extraordinary.
In Geneva, a historic deal is struck.
For the first time in nearly a decade, we have halted the progress of the Iranian nuclear program, and key parts of the program will be rolled back.
Designed to block Iran from ever building a nuclear weapon.
These are substantial limitations which will help prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Simply put, they cut off Iran's most likely paths to a bomb.
After weeks of intense talks between Iran and six world powers in Geneva, crippling economic sanctions on Iran will be eased in all about $7 billion in relief. In exchange, Iran agreed to halt enrichment of uranium above 5%, well below weapons grade, and to dilute or convert its current stockpile of enriched uranium so it cannot be used for a weapon. Iran also agreed to stop building or operating its Arak heavy water reactor, a second potential path to a bomb. And Iran promised to be more open, allowing intrusive daily monitoring of its nuclear program. In answer to a question from CNN, Iran's Foreign Minister Javad Zarif said the deal gave Iran what it has long sought: formal recognition of its freedom to a peaceful nuclear program.
Some Iranian officials are claiming that right has been recognized. You say the program has been recognized. The White House says there is no formal recognition of a right to enrich. How did you square that circle?
The current plan of action, as we call it, in two distinct places, has a very clear reference to the fact that Iranian enrichment program will continue and will be a part of any agreement, now and in the future.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, however, was sharply critical of the deal, calling it a historic mistake.
Iran is taking only cosmetic steps, which it could reverse easily within a few weeks. And in return, sanctions that took years to put in place are going to be eased.
Secretary Kerry offered this assurance to America's closest ally in the region.
The next step requires proof certain, a fail-safe set of steps which eliminate the current prospect of a breakout and the creation of a nuclear weapon.
We're getting close to Thanksgiving. This is one of the busiest times of the year for travel. AAA estimates that around 43.4 million Americans will fly or drive at least 50 miles away from their homes for the holiday. Something could put a damper on some of those travel plans. The weather. A heavy winter storm is making its way across the country. At least five people have been killed in traffic crashes caused by the storm. Once it gets to the East Coast, this weather system could keep Thanksgiving temperatures 15 to 20 degrees below normal. Forecasters predict it'll reach the Atlantic states by tonight or tomorrow. It's already had an impact on the western half of the U.S.
Already, the West has been hammered by severe weather, from icy road conditions in Oklahoma City to flooding in Arizona and California and snow in Nevada. Now, the weather out West has been difficult and dangerous. In California alone, strong winds downed trees and power lines in the San Francisco Bay Area. High winds are also being blamed for stoking the wildfire in Napa County. And a man had to be pulled from the fast-moving water of the Santa Ana River after a massive downpour in the San Bernardino Valley. Plus, the system is expected to move east just in time for peak Thanksgiving travel.